present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today in the Yorkshire city of Leeds. And when it comes to describing this city, it's honestly no exaggeration to call it Leeds. The first mention of Leeds as a major settlement is in the year 948, when the Viking leader Eric Bloodaxe established his Danelaw capital here. And that same year, the Saxon leader Edred raised a rebellion, but was defeated and captured. Edred was tried for treason, and his punishment was either to be exiled abroad or face castration. There was only one choice. Explaining his decision later, Edred said, "I don't like foreign food." The games company Waddington's was founded in Leeds in the 19th century, and their most popular board game, Monopoly, was once found in nearly every household in Britain. During World War II, special sets were sent to British POWs in Germany to help them escape. Hidden in the box were a compass, fake ID, and most importantly, a get-out-of-Colditz-free card. The paint manufacturers Hicks and Wetherburn are one of the oldest businesses in Leeds and have been hand-making their paints since 1741, with dramatic tones inspired by Yorkshire's dales and hills. Sadly, the founders both died from hypothermia while out researching a new colour range. I should have put on a second coat. The results of the 2016 referendum varied markedly in this part of the world. So while the people of Leeds voted by just over 50% to remain in the EU, in nearby Bradford, nearly 70% voted to leave Bradford. Our regular panellist Barry Cryer is from Leeds, and he organised a coach trip... He organised a coach trip with other locals to join the crowds for the royal wedding when the young prince married his American bride. Barry was telling us what a lovely dress Mrs. Simpson wore. So please welcome alongside Barry on my left, Tony Hawkes. And on my right, joining Timbrook Taylor, it's Caroline Quentin. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever-delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a round called Very Slightly Longer Film Titles. It's appropriate to begin here with a film-based round, as the very first use of film in 1888 featured traffic moving across Leeds Bridge. So clearly the first use of special effects as well. So, teams, I'd like your suggestions, please, of film titles which would have been quite different if just one extra letter had been added. Barry, you can start.
The Lady Varnishes.
Tim.
The Spy Who Loved Men.
Caroline.
I think because we're in a theatre, Lady Windermere's Flan.
Tony.
Shaving Private Ryan.
Florence of Arabia.
Dial me for murder.
Of Mince and Men.
A Fish Called Rwanda.
Moby's Dick.
Hi, Claudius.
Wuthering Shites.
Angela's Rashes. The Magnificent Stephen.
Chat on a Hot Tin Roof.
The Cone Colon purple.
Bladder runner.
Dr. Knob.
Well, time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. The city of Leeds has produced many famous musicians, including the notorious rapper Yorkshire T, famous for his controversial single Straight Outta Batley. Providing piano accompaniment for this round, we have Colin Sell. Listeners may be interested to learn that Colin is currently working on a new score for strings. At the moment, he has Twine very slightly ahead of Yarn. I will start with you, Barry. I'd like you to sing the words of Firestarter by The Prodigy to the tune of Singing in the Rain.
I'm the trouble starter, punkin' instigator. I'm the fear-addicted angel illustrator. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You're a fire starter, twisted fire starter. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. I'm the bitch that you hated. Filth, infatuated. Yeah, I'm the pain you tasted. Fell, intoxicated. I'm a fire starter.
Of course, after all these years as a performer, Barry can cope with pretty much anything that's thrown at him. And believe me, it has been. Caroline, you're next. I'd like you to sing the words of Cocaine by Eric Clapton to the tune of Walking in the Air.
If you want to hang out, you gotta take her out, cocaine. If you want to get down, get down on the ground. Cocaine, she don't lie. She don't lie, she don't lie, cocaine. If you've got bad news, you want to kick them blues. Cocaine, well, get it back.
Brilliant, Caroline. Thank you. Your turn, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Hanky Panky by Madonna to the tune of The Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Some girls, they like candy, and others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your hand, somewhere on my behind. Treat me like a bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me, you can just spank me. Some guys like to sweet talk, and others, they like to tease, tie my hands behind my back. And oh, I'm in ecstasy. Don't slobber me with kisses, I can get that from my sisters before I get too cranky. You better play hanky panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Don't pay out your handkerchief. I don't want to cry. I just want a haggy-paggy.
Well done, Tim. Finally, Tony, I'd like you to sing the words of Feelings to the tune of the theme from the TV series Batman.
Feelings, feelings, nothing more than feelings trying to forget my feelings of love, teardrops rolling down on my face.
Well, the next game is called Word for Word, and it's all about making connections between words when spoken in a certain order. And leading advertisers say that word order is essential for the success or otherwise of any product. Just look at the failure of leaky cocky soup. Right, I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words, Tim and Caroline. Barry and Tony, your job is to try to spot a connection. So off you go, Tim and Caroline.
Crumb.
Nose.
Duffel.
Chocolate.
Croquet.
Consort.
Christmas.
Viagra.
Tony, I have a feeling you're about to tell us something about yourself.
Come on, we all use Viagra at Christmas now. That's the time of the year when you need it the most. If you can get it over the counter.
Apparently you can if you take two.
Yes. And it stops you rolling out of bed.
And it keeps the sheets off your burns as well.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know about that specifically. I think most of us are just content to put up a Christmas tree. I think this is back to Caroline and Tim.
Election.
Umbrella.
All right, Barry, for election. God's sake. I told you before the show, just press it gently for one... Anyway, Barry, what was your objection?
Election umbrella was the Romanian entry for the Eurovision Song Contest.
How did that go, Barry?
How did it go?
I loved it. They're saying in English, obviously. Election is my umbrella. It shields me from reality. Election, if you spell it correctly, is a joy to me each day.
It's sort of like that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and it got no point.
Still beat the British entry.
Well, I think that's... yes, I can't deny. I think you've got that, Barry. So it's over to you, Barry and Tony.
Crevice. Bellow. Forensic. Clench.
Caroline.
I think there is some new forensic test they can do if they on corpses. The police have found out that if somebody has been clenching any part of their body shortly before they died... I don't know where I'm going with this, by the way. No idea.
It was, in fact, invented by Crevice Bellow.
I knew there was some sort of connection, and that's obviously what I was thinking of.
No, I think you were making it up, and I think... I also think you knew exactly where you were going with it. I'm not allowing that. It's back to Barry and Tony.
Gallstone. Canoodling. Hierarchy. Thrust. Indigenous.
Billowing.
Jurassic.
Clout.
kangaroo.
I've heard no more words left.
Caroline.
I think kangaroo clout is a plant, isn't it? I think that's a native of Australia,
oh,
the kangaroo clout.
Oh, please let it be one, please.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It is a plant,
yeah.
And
it is.
Yes. Thank you.
It is. Yes,
yeah.
It is. Don't
well
agree.
Done.
Yeah, thank you.
In fact, that gong tells me that it's time for dinner. So we'll... We'll move on to the next round is called Yorkshire I Spy. Yorkshire has a rich espionage heritage. In fact, Ian Fleming set a James Bond in this very county from Ilkley with Love, in which 007 battled the Yorkshire supervillain Scarborough Manga. These are written specially for you folks. OK, teams, I'd like you to play a version of I Spy adapted for our visit here today. So you can start, please, Tim.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
200 people?
No.
Tureen.
Where?
T-shirt.
No. Tablecloth?
No.
No.
Shall I tell you?
I think you should.
It's to microphone.
The next round is called New Company Slogans. And it's well established that your business model should reflect your personality, hence Lone Wolf Tony's sole trader status and Tim's limited company. In this round, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest alternative slogans for well-known companies or organisations. Barry, you can start.
Weatherspoons, when you just have to get pissed at 7 a.m.
I can't believe it's not butter. It's not butter.
Tony.
Ferrero Rocher, they're the dog's bollocks.
Caroline.
Amazon. Because tax doesn't need to be taxing.
Waitrose, 2 for the price of 5.
Guantanamo Bay, made to make your mouth water.
The French Riviera, naughty but nice.
Aldi, when you can't afford Lidl.
Specsavers, because we saw you coming. Durex, because we saw you coming too.
Wakefield, because you came off at the wrong exit on the motorway.
Apple, think different. Think ungrammatical.
Instagram, because you don't read good.
Veet, because all women should look and feel like raw sausages.
The internet, it's what your right arm's for.
Tenor, when clenching just isn't enough.
Yorkshire Tourist Board, piss off.
Our next round is called Human Voice Box. This shouldn't be confused with The Voice, the popular TV show which provides welcome employment for the entertainer Sir Tom Jones. He's always the first to hit the red button, said the warden at his care home. OK, in this round, one team will tell a story for which the opposing team has to supply the sound effects with the assistance of nothing more than their mouths. Anyone failing to provide the appropriate sound effect will have a point deducted. So, Tim and Caroline, you're to start. If you'd now care to relate your tale, Barry and Tony, I'd like you to provide these sound effects. So, off you go, Tim and Caroline.
Mr. Pickety-Witch was woken by a tap on the door.
It had been dripping all night. It took him only a moment to dress and to hurry downstairs.
In the lift. Mr. Picketywitch opened the old front door.
The old front door was a new magazine for door lovers. After scanning a few pages, Mr. Picketywitch took his hat and cane, stepped out onto the street. It was foggy. Somewhere he heard the sound of a foghorn.
Being polished, just in case it was needed.
The streets of London were full of life.
Hear the sweet call of a flower seller with a basket of sweet violets.
Get your violets.
The sweet call of a flower seller.
Ooh, get your lovely violin.
That's better.
It was Big Jim Knuckles, the local flower seller and pugilist. He hated it when folk made fun of his voice. And everywhere, the sound of pigeons.
Being roasted by the hot pigeon vendor. A figure in a low-cut dress with thick makeup and scarlet lips sidled up to him and spoke.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Knuckles, said Mr. Picketywitch. I'll take a bunch of your finest violets, please.
The fog was growing thicker as Mr. Picketywitch turned off into a dark alley. Suddenly, there came a low moan.
It was the lowest moan that was ever moaned.
It was lower than you'd believe possible.
Then, without warning, out of the mist, they came at him, howling and gibbering.
PC Howling, thank God you and Sergeant Gibbering are here, said Mr. Picketywitch. I was getting quite scared. And with a laugh, he leapt onto a nearby costermonger's barrow and standing among the vegetables, he whipped out his ukulele and sang a merry song.
When I'm cleaning windows.
Mr. Picketywitch, said Sergeant Gibbering, you're under arrest.
What for?
Disturbing the peas, I thank you.
The end.
All right, your turn to tell a story now, Barry and Tony, and you'll be providing the sound effects this time, Tim and Caroline. So off you go, Barry and Tony.
Yeah, it's an H.G. Wells story. Henry was enjoying an after-dinner pipe of tobacco in his lodgings when the telephone went.
Bing, bing.
Strange, he thought it was here a moment ago. Now, Henry had decided to pay his friend George, the inventor, a visit that very evening. He had ordered a carriage drawn by horses, and soon it arrived.
It's a nice drawing, but how did the horses hold the pencils? Later, when he arrived at George's lodgings, Henry found him in a state of great excitement.
I have made a time machine, he exclaimed. Look at this. And he leapt astride a large motorbike, revved it up, and whizzed through the open doorway.
Sorry about that. I was bursting, he said. Now, let's go time travelling. As Henry clambered aboard, George pressed a button to engage the Mark III turbo generator dynamo.
Strange, thought Henry. Sounds like a Mark II.
At last, the machine came to a halt by a great castle surrounded by a moat. On the ground, shiny and new, lay a complete suit of armour. George decided to try it on.
But Henry was having none of it. Keep your hands to yourself, he said. As they remounted the time machine and sped off into the future. It was a slower time machine because the rocket was old and tired.
But the rest of the salad was delicious. Before they knew it, they were walking on the moon. Suddenly, rearing out of a crater, appeared a gigantic moon squid, making gigantic moon squid noises.
Obviously got a sore throat, said George.
And their time travel journey came to an end to the sound of cheering and a standing ovation.
The
The end.
Thank you, teams. There's quite a few in the audience adding their own sound effects of seats flipping up. It was very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of Russian songbook. Samantha says she learned to speak Russian during her time at MI6, a highlight of which was being sent to a smart hotel to debrief John Le Carré. She says she was gratified to discover, after pumping him for information, that he was smiley all along. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest song titles likely to be popular with Russians. Caroline, can you start, please?
Yes. Putin on the Ritz.
Barry.
Lenin on a lamppost.
Tim.
You can keep your shirt on. Just post a hat, you know. Okay.
Tony.
Move over Stalin.
I predict a pussy riot. Sung by the KGBGs.
Nyets in white satin.
Crimea River.
Vlad all over.
Would you like to swing on a czar?
I used to love her, but it's Pavlova now.
If I had a hammer and a sickle...
Gang, gang, gula, 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 gotcha. Novichok does it better.
Got myself a crying, walking, sleeping, talking Russian dog.
Killing you softly.
The borscht things in life are free.
I can see clearly now Ukraine has gone.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the door of destiny flies open unexpectedly on the train toilet of time and the Pete passenger of pomposity hastily pulls up the underpants of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Leeds, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke-Taylor, Caroline Quensin and Tony Hawks have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.